Hi there. Would you like to see the purple people? Well, they're in Chickasaw, and that's where we're going as soon as the Chickasaw choo-choo pulls out from the station. But first, let's use a moment here. And now, if everyone is ready, it's Chickasaw Town. We're pulling into the station, the train is stopping, the steam is popping out, Papa Johnson's getting off, so is the professor, so are all the rest of us. And now let's go across the street to the office of the lawyer Philpott, just across from the railroad station. The lawyer is talking to one of his clients. His name is Pee-wee Ambrose.
Now, let me get this straight, Ambrose, because I don't like these halfway things. I like things that have some sort of basic scientific explanation.
Am I telling you what happened, that's all?
Did you see one of these things?
No, I ain't seen them. I don't want to see them either.
But Johnson saw them.
And Miss Johnson say that he saw them. And boy, when the way he tell about it, you think it was true.
And he said the thing wasn't any bigger than a little... than a man's thumb.
Uh-huh.
And it was a real man.
That what he say.
And he was purple.
That's right.
Now, he's been listening to Monty Woolley's Purple People. That record drives everybody crazy.
No, it would have Miss Johnson no listen to no record.
Purple People.
No bigger than a man's thumb. It's impossible. I can't believe such a thing could happen. And here comes Johnson now. I'll call him over here because, well, I've been owing him a dollar for about 6 months, and I'll use that as an excuse. I don't want Johnson to get the idea that he can run here any time he wants to, so I'll use that as an excuse to call him over. I just don't like anybody running into my office without laying down, well, some sort of a retainer, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Johnson! Johnson! Johnson!
Oh, hi, lawyer.
Come here.
Okay.
He got the professor with him. That is a pair if I ever saw him. Johnson and the professor. Now, you let me ask the questions, young man.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Come in, Johnson.
Hey, hi, lawyer. You know the professor.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Professor?
Uh-huh.
I said, how do you do?
How do I do what?
Never mind. Sit down.
Yeah, sir.
You over here, Johnson.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I wonder what he's talking about. How does I do what, Miss John?
He ain't talking about nothing. Just forget the thing now. Don't start nothing. You get on one of them things, and can't nobody do nothing with you.
I wonder what thing. I won't say nothing to nobody. He asked me how did I do something, and I don't know what it was.
Professor, he asked you, how does you do, that's all.
But what?
Never mind.
Hey, there's the morning.
You know, you all looking at each other that way. Professor, that was merely a salutation. Meant nothing.
You don't mean, you mean you don't care how I does it?
Do what?
Well, what you was asking me, how do I do?
No, I don't care how you do it.
I ain't gonna tell you.
You're not gonna tell me what?
How I does it.
How you do what?
You're all right back where you started from. Now, why don't you let this thing drop?
Johnson, he's the silliest man I've ever seen in my life. Can't even open your mouth without getting into an argument with him. I don't have nothing more to say to you, sir. I want to talk to Johnson.
What is it, lawyer? Johnson? Silly to even ask you this. Mr. Pee-wee Ambrose tells me that... Well, he tells me that you've seen a little purple man no bigger than your thumb.
That's right.
What do you mean it's right?
I mean that I seen him not only once, but half a dozen times. Didn't the professor?
Oh, don't you just know it? Not only has Miss Johnson seen him, but I done seen him too. And he ain't no fig Newton or nobody's imaginations, neither.
Where do you... Silly. This is... Well, I'm going to ask it anyway. Where do you see him?
Well, one night I see him walking across the windowsill. Another night, he was up on the crossbar part that go across the bars when I was in jail that night. Another night, he walked across the dresser. Another night, he was hanging from the rain pipe.
How big is he, Johnson?
About the size of my thumb.
Johnson, get out of here, all of you.
Okay, come on, Professor.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. I've got to get to the bottom of this thing, whether I like it or not. It's worrying me now.
It worries us, too.
Johnson? What on earth could this thing possibly be?
I don't know. He claimed that he's from the moon. And up there, he claimed that everybody knew what's going to happen before it happened.
They do?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about anything that was going to happen before it happened?
Yeah. Told me I was going to get out of jail exactly to the hour. Told me that Mama was going to make up with me. Told me that we going to send a rocket to the moon for the fall. And I tell you something else that he told me.
What?
He told me that you was going to call me in this office about 3:30 to 5 o'clock. That you won't go believe nothing I told you. But that you was going to pay me that dollar that you've been owing me about 6 months.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Did you hear that? I said it's fantastic. I refuse to believe this, Johnson. Let me tell you right now. If you think that you're going to come into my office and you're going to foster upon me some ancient plan of whatever this is, you have another thing coming. Because I'm not going to put up with this. I won't let anyone fool me into believing that things like this happen.
I ain't said nothing about what happened. I just told you what he said. Now, is you going to give me the dollar?
No. Wait a minute, lawyer. You told me before Miss Johnson come in here that you was going to call him in here and give him the dollar, that was going to be the excuse that you used to get him over here.
Is that right, lawyer?
No. Great day in the morning. Well, you won't tell a story like that. I'm not telling a story. I simply refuse to believe any of this fakerism. Nobody's going to make me believe it.
Well, I hate to think of what that little purple man going to say when he finds out that you done told a big lie, if you is telling one. Let's go, Professor.
Oh, don't you know, let's get out of this den of iniquity. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Take this dollar, Johnson.
Take it and get out of here.
And what happens after that? That makes up our story for tomorrow at the same time. I'll be back in a moment for a moment, but first, a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today and hoping you'll join us at the same time tomorrow for more of Papa Johnson's Purple People. Until then, thanks again and goodbye, everybody.